Hi everybody, Kristy Nix here, your business alignment strategist with HeartSync Group. And today I want to talk about your dream job, creating your dream job, because your dream job does not exist until you create it. So going with that idea, I find lately that I have quite a few clients who love what they do, but they're not making very good money doing it. They can't find their dream client. Therefore, they're having a really hard time building this dream business. And what I'm finding is that a lot of the times one of four things is kind of out of whack. And so I'd really like to go over them today and give you some insight so that hopefully you can figure out what's kind of out of sync with you and you can work on it, or you can contact me directly and we can work on it together. So finding this dream job. A dream job is basically living a life you want on your terms in a way that completely fits you, but where you're serving your purpose, you have a passion for what you do, you love what you do, you're transforming lives. So you're making the world better. You're making a bigger impact, a positive impact, which there just isn't enough of. And you really feel that you are connected to source and you are sharing your gifts and your skills in a way that satisfies you and the world you're changing. It is your dream job. It is on your terms. It is doing exactly what you want, how you want it, in a way that can only be dictated by you. We can learn and learn and learn and learn 20 million different ways to market ourselves, to put ourselves out there. But until we understand who we are and how we work, none of that other stuff is going to land. It's not going to land. You're going to get crickets. So you really need to know what you're good at. You got to know what you love. You got to know what the world needs, but also you need to know what they're willing to pay for. So lately, I've been talking to two or three new practitioners and coaches, holistic practitioners and healers, also some creatives who have joined a recent mastermind group. And what I'm finding as a trend is that a lot of people are aiming for an audience that doesn't have the income to pay you, and they don't have the momentum to get the results that you can achieve with others, that you know you can get for others. And it's really a challenge to shift that idealism. And so that's what we're going to start with, is really someone who will pay you for what you do. You need to really get clear on an audience that will pay you. For a long time, I was focusing on mom entrepreneurs who had a hobby at home, usually when they had kids on their knee, or around the house, and they were doing something, you know, like making jewelry or making soap, or I had one lady who was helping other moms cope with different things, behavioral issues, and I was just hitting my head against a brick wall wondering why these women were not willing to invest in themselves. It's because they were not in a place, in a mindset, to even put themselves in their business. Their business wasn't a business, it was a hobby. They weren't putting it first. They weren't in that mindset to actually create a business or think that they were in business. It was amazing. And I realized that my audience was not an audience that was willing to pay me for my expertise. What I naturally know, my gifts, my talents, and my skills I've developed, but also this passion for what I love to do. So that's a huge piece. So if you're struggling to generate income, I want you to first look at your audience and see if they're really willing to pay you or not. Because if they're not, we might need to change that, shift that. So another piece is what you really love to do. And this stuff is things that you would do naturally or you would do on your own without payment. And you probably have done it in the past without getting paid. We've all been there. I used to make jewelry for anybody. My mother-in-law would put it on a bear stuffed animal during Valentine's at the flower shop and give it away. Because I just love making it. I wasn't really interested in selling it. I didn't know how to sell it. I didn't know to who. I knew nothing about business. All I knew was that I loved making jewelry. The stone spoke to me. And I've always been a counselor, even since I was a kid. people would ask my advice on things. They would tell me stuff that they wouldn't tell their priest. It's amazing. So my vocation started early, and I bet you yours have too. Things that you love to do. Maybe you see numbers in a specific way that just speak to you, you know? And that is something that I do not have, so I completely respect that professional. Maybe you have an innate ability to read someone's body, to know exactly what they need in order to heal. That is a gift. But it's also a skill set that supports that gift. And that's what you're selling. That's what you're marketing. That's what you're sharing with the world. So once you develop or you really understand what you love, it'll be things that you did even as a kid. Then really shift into thinking about what you're really good at. And this is where that skill set comes. To where you took what you love, you were pulled to learn how to do something. So now you're really good at it. You just might have a knack for marketing. You might have a knack for spinning a yarn. You might have a knack for telling a story. Or really reading people. That's what you're good at. And you probably have a skill set, certification, or something like that that backs that up. Okay. And that is your passion and your profession all mixed together. Because now that you know what you're good at, you think about, okay, so what does the world really need? What are my competitors offering but lacking in one particular facet that I naturally do? Because looking at all of the coaching and advising and strategizing and marketing aspects and everything, I realize that no one deals with spirit. No one comes from spirit. Oh, a lot of them talk about using your intuition, but they don't actually teach you how to do that. They just expect you to know. And that's what makes me different. It's that one piece that the other coaches either ignore or struggle with. So what do your competitors struggle with? What is that little need you feel because you're unique in what you do? And your uniqueness is quite simply you. It's how you do something. It's how you're wired to naturally shift things. And looking at what the world needs, a lot of the times, whatever your competitor struggles with is what the world needs. They fill a certain hole, but so do you. It's like the adage that, or the story that everything that you do is very unique to you, even though everybody in the world is unique in some way. But if you don't bring your dish, your potluck, we're going to a potluck, and you don't bring your dish to the potluck, someone doesn't eat. Now, how about them apples? So do not take or discount your gifts and skills. Because that, my friend, is what's going to transform lives, but also make you really good money doing it, is just knowing what that is. And then knowing how to put it out into the world that feels very natural and in sync with who you are. Because that's what will resonate with your dream client, who will help you create your dream job. We all have it in us. We just have to figure out the combination to reach the audience who's waiting for us. So, if you have any questions or have any doubt, you might be wondering if this is truth, your truth or not. You might be questioning your intuition, things that just come to you. Or you might have specific questions on how to actually make this work. Feel free to contact me directly, christynix.com. And you can reach me on my email or on the phone. Email is christy@christynix.com. Or you can call me, 512-331-7038. And I'd be happy to talk to you to see if we can't figure out how to create your dream job, find your dream clients who will love to pay you for what you do, and really put your work out into the world in a way that makes the world a better place. Because that's what we're here to do, transform lives and there's no reason why we can't make good money doing it. All right, so that's your tip for the week. I'm Christy Nix with HeartSync Group, and I will talk to you later. Take care.